From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The White House released its budget for the 2007 fiscal year today. The spending plan totals $2.77 trillion and includes sizable increases in spending on defense and homeland security. It also includes cuts to more than 140 federal programs, including Medicare, and dozens that are run by the Department of Education. The budget also assumes that Congress will make the tax cuts it passed in 2001 and 2003 permanent. NPR's Don Gagne begins our coverage from the White House.
The White House describes this budget as a simple fiscal confirmation of President Bush's policies, beefing up national security, but making cuts wherever possible elsewhere. But while the president talks about reducing the deficit by cutting spending, he also says he'll reduce it by cutting taxes. Critics say that by slashing taxes, the administration has starved the government of needed cash and caused deficits to skyrocket. But White House budget officials argue that tax cuts have fueled an economic recovery, thus bringing in more revenue. Here's Press Secretary Scott McClellan.
And that's why it's also important to continue to make the tax cuts or keep taxes low. And that means making the tax cuts permanent. And that's something that this budget calls for. And we will continue to urge Congress to move forward and do that. That'll keep our revenues up. And while we reduce spending elsewhere, that'll help us stay on track to cut the deficit in half.
When the administration talks about cutting the deficit in half by the year 2009, it's not talking about the deficit in dollars, but as a percentage of the gross domestic product. In actual dollars, the deficit is projected to grow again this year, 2006, reaching an all-time nominal high of $423 billion, not counting inflation. The Office of Management and Budget says the deficit ballooned because of the cost of hurricane relief in the Gulf Coast. The war in Iraq is also costing more than was initially projected, and just last week the administration asked for another $70 billion in the form of an emergency budget supplemental to pay for operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. That emergency request brings to $120 billion for this year for the war. Even so, the administration says it is budgeting just $50 billion for next year for the war. So if recent history holds, look for another big emergency funding request a year from now. At a news conference today, Budget Director Josh Bolton was asked why the White House did not just put a more realistic figure for Iraq in the regular budget. He said they don't have any idea what a good number would be.
It's very hard to say what we're going to be spending 18 months from now in Iraq. It will depend entirely on the situation on the ground, how rapidly Iraqis are able to pick up responsibility for their own security.
In another area, the White House is quite willing to project revenues that it says will be coming into the budget in an area where there is also considerable uncertainty: oil exploration in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. For 5 years, the president has been pushing for Congress to approve drilling in the protected wilderness area of Alaska, and that request has repeatedly been rejected. Nonetheless, the 2007 budget includes some $4 billion in hoped-for revenues from leasing ANWR drilling rights to oil companies. Bolton was asked how he could assume that income would materialize.
We carry it in the budget because the budget reflects the president's proposals, and there are, we don't expect every single one of the president's proposals to be adopted. But what this budget reflects is what we believe will happen if all of the president's proposals are adopted.
The budget is already causing an uproar in the medical community with its call for $36 billion in cuts to providers over the next 5 years and a possible cap on Medicare spending starting as early as 2012. The budget would also subject more beneficiaries with higher incomes to higher premiums for their optional Medicare doctor and outpatient coverage. Of course, a budget submitted by the president is nothing more than a blueprint for Congress to work from, and even a Republican Congress won't agree with everything the White House wants. This being an election year will likely complicate things even more, with representatives more mindful than ever about how every funding increase and cut will play back home. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.